Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is also enjoying a pleasant evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has hit over 70 Hezbollah sites as troops advance near South Lebanon's Nabatieh. Also, JNS notes earlier today that Jerusalem expects the nuclear issue to be a focal point in Iran talks, according to Israel's defense minister. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that an emerging Iran deal could strengthen the regime and limit action against Hezbollah, say Israeli officials. Separately, Ynet reveals that an Iranian drone nearly killed U.S. Apache pilots near the Strait of Hormuz, reigniting tensions, according to the Wall Street Journal. And finally, Axios states that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since a ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations and escalating the conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubovitz, a policy expert, posted just minutes ago challenging claims about the Iran deal, warning against overselling it. Open Source Intel, known for conflict analysis, posted just now with updates on the situation involving Trump. From I24N, EWS English, in a post from earlier, they shared insights on how the Iran deal might affect Israeli military actions against Hezbollah. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's recent operations. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces are intensifying their strikes on Hezbollah sites as part of an ongoing effort to secure the northern border. This comes as the Lebanese army retreats from the region, heightening tensions. For civilians, the situation remains volatile, with potential for further escalation. Turning to Iran talks, JNS reports that Israel's defense minister is firm on maintaining security zones across the region. This stance reflects growing concerns over Iran's nuclear capabilities. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights concerns that an Iran deal might embolden the regime and limit Israel's military options. The potential agreement has sparked debate within Israeli political circles about its long-term effects on national security. In a related development, Ynet reveals a harrowing incident involving U.S. Apache pilots near Hormuz. The drone attack underscores rising tensions in the region with potential implications for international military alliances. Finally, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch toward Israel, marking a significant breach of the ceasefire. This action could reignite the conflict, affecting diplomatic efforts and regional peace talks. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's Kafir fighter jet, a legacy of the Cold War, has successfully completed tests in Sri Lanka, rejuvenating its operational life. Separately, Globes reveals legal challenges facing a startup offering AI-driven parking ticket appeals. The Bar Association is demanding the app's removal, citing professional concerns. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Elon Musk is nearing $1 trillion net worth as SpaceX prepares for an IPO. This could make Musk wealthier than many nations, driving market interest and scrutiny. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.